Blog Talk Radio. So praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you tonight to Love Talk Radio, the show that you're listening to, The Rock. No matter what stages you're going through in life, Jesus Christ is the rock of all ages. He's able. The Bible declares now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Glory be to God. We just thank God for allowing us opportunity tonight to be back again, give you good news. In spite of the test, you are able to pass. Hallelujah. In spite of the test, you are able to pass it. Because the greater one lives in you, greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and this is Wednesday night. May the 6th, 2002. This is the 126th day of the year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're glad tonight. We appreciate God for his faithfulness. We want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God. We enter into prayer before we receive the word for the hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. What a privilege, what an honor it is for us to come before you. Lord, we understand and recognize this, that we can't come before you any kind of way. So first of all, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins, iniquities, and transgressions. Wash us and make us clean. Father, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Father, we thank you for being our shield and glory and the lifter up of our head. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth us. Thank you for touching our bodies, driving out all discomfort. We just thank you that you're preserving our spirit, soul, and body blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the radio audience tonight who's listening. We just declare, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we give you all the glory. We thank you and praise you. May your word transform the lives of the believer. And we thank you and we give you all the praise and glory. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, we're going to ask you for your consideration. If you will turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter, chapter 4. 1 Peter, chapter 4. I'm beginning at verse 12. Tonight we're going to talk on the theme, the school of trial. We just want to make an opening statement to you that we learn to trust through the school of trials. We learn trust through the school of trials. In a natural setting, if you want to pass to the next grade, you must be able to pass the test. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. The scriptures say, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Verse, he said, beloved, loved one, dear loved ones, he said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But he tells us, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. When his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. So our attitude that we should rejoice in as much as we are partakers of Christ's suffering. That when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On the part is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Ever been ridiculed for standing up for Christ? Criticized, ostracized? But he said, if you be reproached by the name of Christ, happy are ye, that the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. The Bible goes on and then, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. The Bible tells us that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, where shall it go? For if the righteous scarce may be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinners appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the same keep of their soul to him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. Now notice that last verse again, this is 1 Peter 4:19, he says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of the soul to him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. When we're going through great trials, we're not going through it alone. God knows, he sees, and he has a plan of bringing us out. We may not know when and how, but he knows when we are able to deal with promotion. Understand that the Bible teaches in Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7, that promotions come not from the east or west or south, but God is judge. He put it down one and set it up another. So God knows when you are ready. But we have to make up in our mind that no matter what's going on, we trust God because he'll never let us down. He promised in his word, he said, let your conversation be without covetousness, as you have. The Bible said, he tells us, for you have need of patience. After we have done the will of God, we might receive the promise. But he tells us in Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is our helper, and I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is our helper, and I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. Now, if the truth be told, many of us don't like going through the suffering, but the baptism of suffering is a part of our growth in Christ, understanding that while we are going through these trials, we're not going through alone, but God has a purpose and a plan. And many people are falling by the way, giving up, caving in, and quit. But what we have to understand is the greater one lives in us. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we understand that trials is a part of this test, but we already understand we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now in 1 Peter, Peter talked a lot about trials because he went through great trials. And in fact, Peter was crucified upside down from our Lord and Savior. So he talks a lot about suffering in the first chapter of this epistle he wrote, verse 6, 1 Peter 1:6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Notice that again, wherein you greatly rejoice. So now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. He said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold. And you know, if we had gold around, we would not leave that out. We're going to make sure it's put up. Faith. Trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish. That gold is going to perish. So it be tried with fire. It might be found unto praise, honor, glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whom having not seen, you loved, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. So when we look at all that we're going through, we must understand and recognize that suffering is a part of it. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through. He went through great things because of his death. Many are coming to life, eternal life. And I want you to know, God, for one, it took one perfect offering, not something we could do, but what he did just for us. And talking about suffering that he did in 1 Peter chapter 2 and the 21st verse, we'll see how Christ suffered. All that Christ did, he suffered for us, and yet he had a purpose and a plan. God the Father had a purpose plan for our life. Consider what the Bible says in 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his footsteps. And many of us will say, we'll serve the Lord until the day we die. We'll serve the Lord while things are going good. We'll serve him while you have everything you need, but we are still serving when all the doors are closed. We are still serving when it falls out. It's like the bottom is falling out. But notice Christ. Bible says, notice this again, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. The Bible says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He said, who, when he was reviled, revile not again. when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously. Bible says, who his own self bear our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose Christ ye were healed. The Bible says, for ye were as sheep gone astray, but are now returning unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. You know, they did not go through great tests like the saints of old, and yet these people had a made up mind that they were going to serve the Lord no matter what it looked like. We're going to trust him that he'll bring and make everything all right. But I want you to know that if you want to be promoted for the kingdom, you got to be willing to go through. You got to be willing to suffer, just knowing that the greater one lives in you. But that's half the battle. We got to trust God. Now unto him that is able, fallen. Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. God specializes in a thing that's impossible. For many, many years, I've been believing God for my sight. Believing God. And I learning how to trust him, because he's faithful. He may not come when I think, but I know. I know I got to trust him, and I got to wait on him. And while I wait, I'm going to have a good attitude. I'm going to rejoice, knowing that what Christ had done at the cross, it says in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his Christ, we are healed. Not going to be, we already are healed. So, suffering is a part of the cup, but the answer is God's got to show for us. We got to be willing to follow his plans. Follow his plans. And if we follow his plans, we know that all things will work out good. In Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible declares this: the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. So the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. There's many people walking around professing that they know Christ, but there are many making their confession, but that's all they got is a confession. We got to walk this thing out. David did Psalm 37. Verse 23 and following, he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. With his hand. David goes on to say, I have been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. He said, I'm young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed taken bread. What is it that you need from God? You can rest in him. He can be your hiding place. The scripture declares, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Psalm 32:7. That's why it's necessary for the same song that's scripture related. Not, you know, that singing about, Lord, don't move this mountain, but give me strength to climb. No, he told us to speak to the mountain. So when we speak to the mountain, we have exactly what we see. You might recall in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, following how the Bible says, talking about Jesus and the disciples, how they went past the tree, fig tree that Jesus had cursed. And they saw that it was dried up from the roots. And Jesus answering and said unto them, have faith in God. In other words, have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now, are you a whosoever? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have what he saith. Then he said, therefore I say unto you, for things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So God will give you songs of deliverance in spite of all that you're going through. You know, you may recall when Paul and Silas was bound in jail in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. The Bible said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing praises to their God. And the prisoners heard them. They weren't quiet about it. They began to make noise like, victory, victory is mine. You know, begin to sing song. We don't know what song they sung, but whatever they did, they sung it loud enough that the prisoners heard them. So what is it you believe in God for? He'll give you a right now miracle. If you can believe it, you can have it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you conceive it, it's yours. You got to believe God that he'll turn things around. And not only will he turn it around, but it'll work for your good. For the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God have a purpose and a plan. Romans 8:31 says, and what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? And I want you to know today, friends, that no matter what seems to be going on in our life, we got to trust God. Because he'll never fail us. If any failure is in us, it's not in our God. The Apostle Paul talks about this way of suffering. And he began to tell the church in Corinth in his second letter, so 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and verse 16. He says this, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For which cause, notice again, we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, oh my God, said, for our light affliction, which is for but a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. They're eternal, what you don't see. Apostle Paul boldly declared, we are troubled on every side. And you can see the signs that Jesus is coming back, earthquakes in diverse places, earthquake in places, many different places, all kinds of violence. And yet man won't turn to the one who can save. But God has given us a chance to repent, repent, repent. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:8, for we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. He says, notice this again, always bearing about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Now, when we go into school, it's not always pleasant when the teacher had to give us a test, but tests will reveal where you are. You may hear people say sometimes tests come to make you strong. No, but tests, what they will do is reveal where you are. Do you know what you're talking about? Do you know this Lord and Savior that we proclaim? Because when you know him, you're going to keep his commandment, and sometimes in keeping those commandments, it's going to bring about opposition, people who don't like you to make a stand. But we are called to stand. First, we're called to be strong. In Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Notice now, he said for us to be strong in the Lord, he says nothing but ourselves. So it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And right, he tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against powers, as he said, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, he tells us, take unto you the whole armor of God that you be able to stand in the evil day. The Bible says, notice he said for us to stand. He didn't tell us to back down, but take a stand. Be strong. God wants us to be strong, knowing that the greater one lives in us. Live be. Say, Jesus, thank you for living big on the inside of me. Because when he lives big on the inside of you, you can trust him at all costs. You can trust him that he'll be faithful. You can trust him that he'll never fail. because there's victory in the name of Jesus. 1 John 4:4 again declares, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5:4, he tells us that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. Oh, it's not fun sometimes when it seems like, when I was in school, it seemed like my classmates were having fun playing while I was doing my homework. But oh, at graduation, it paid off because I put that work first. I sacrificed. And the thing that you sacrifice now, God will bring you out. He will deliver you. It's a sacrifice to live a holy life. I want you to know that. And when we face or when we sin, you fail, you go to the Lord and fall on your face and repent, knowing that God will deliver you, knowing that he'll set you free. The Apostle Paul told us about things he suffered in 2 Corinthians 6. I always like to review the list of the things he suffered because it helped me have great appreciation for him in his writing. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. How can we approve ourselves? Is we worthy? He said, this is how we're going to do it. In merch, oh Jesus, you got to put up with people. In afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watching, in fasting. Then he said, by pureness, by knowledge, by long, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. He said, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Oh, my God. So you see, this is how the Apostle Paul said we're going to approve ourselves, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Because all these are what we're going to be required to have in order to make it to the next level, make it to the next grade. They do not just hand out a diploma. You have to earn that promotion. You're required to go through 12 years. You're required to take specified courses and take tests where they can tell how much knowledge you have gained. But I want you to know today that no matter what we're going through, God has a plan for your life. We got to call on his name. And when we call on his name, he will deliver. He'll come on time. We got to trust him, friend. Keep believing. Keep expecting. And something good is bound to happen. But we got to keep believing his word. I know he's a faithful God. I know he's a miracle worker. Consider what the Bible says in Psalm 71:20. Thou, which has showed me great and sore trouble, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Psalm 71:20 again. He says, thou, which has showed me great and sore trouble, shall quicken me again. I said, bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Psalm 42:11. Why? When thou cast down, O my soul, while thou disquieted within me, hope thou in God. Why shall you praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God? Notice that again, Psalm 42:11. Why? But thou cast down on my soul. And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God. Put your hope, your trust in God. For I shall yet praise him with the help of my countenance and my God. Keep on believing. Whose report will you believe? Psalm 73, verse 26. The Bible declares, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So will you believe his report? God also has divine protection for those who trust him. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. He's able, friend. He's able to deliver. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Psalm 91, verse 10 and 11 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh. Therefore, he shall give his angels charge over thee. What they're going to do? To keep thee in all thy ways. That's what God will do for us. There shall no evil befall you. There shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you, protect you. They'll keep you, protect you in all your ways. But will you trust them? Then, friends, we got to understand that even if you're going through a period where everything's overwhelming, all you do is cry. Consider what the Bible says in Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. It says, he that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that go forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So the Bible said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 31, verse 23 says, O Lord, the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Notice it again. O Lord, the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. God is faithful tonight. He loves us. He'll never let us down. Job understood the principles about suffering. And he penned these words in Job chapter 8, verse 20 and 21. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. Neither will he help the evildoer till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. Are you going through a trial today? Just know that Jesus will fix it. If thou can believe, all things are possible. The Apostle Paul asked a famous question. In Romans 8:35, he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. It was quoted out of Psalms 44, Psalms 44:22. For thy sake, we are killed. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. We are killed all the day long, counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors. It's because of what Christ did, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And he says, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature to be able to separate us from the love of Christ, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He was determined nothing was separated. The school of pain, the school of trial. Remember, we learn trust through the school of trial. Today your load might weigh 100 pounds, but when you know you can bear that 100, you increase it. Because he's taking you somewhere you've never gone before. But just trust him. Wait on him. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 30, that even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God will bring you through, friend. Yes, he'll bring you through. Because he's an everlasting God. He's a merciful King. He's a wonderful Savior. Wonderful Counselor. But we got to trust him. Father, we thank you tonight for your faithfulness. We thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory. Lord, we just love you tonight because there's no God like you. Thank you for being a mighty deliverer. We trust you because you're faithful, God. We honor you, Lord, for what a privilege it is for us to share your word. We thank you for being a mighty deliverer. Lord, we ask that you would touch us now from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Thank you for being our healer tonight. Then, Lord, we just thank you for the word. May your word transform the life of the listeners tonight. Lord, we just declare that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things are of God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we have the victory. Oh, God, we ask that you will continue to move for it, not by might, not by power, but it's by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Thank you, oh God, that you've given us the victory. For it is all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We want to thank and praise God for the word of God tonight. Just want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank God for Sister Felicia helping us on the computer, getting everything set up in the studio for us. We appreciate the hand that serve. So we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. We also want to remind you that if you desire to visit us on the web, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. It's spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. There you can find a nice broadcast in audio, or you can download the previous ones at your convenience. These broadcasts are made available to you the next morning after the show. We ask you to continue to pray for us in Jesus' name, that the Lord will continue to use us. We're in the middle of revival. So we've been really running this week, but we will be concluding the revival Friday night in our local church. And then we'll be right back here, if the Lord's will, Friday night on Blog Talk Radio for our message for the week. We thank you for praying for us. We love you and appreciate you. And we're going to remind you to be encouraged as we speak the blessing over you for tonight. Numbers 6, verse 24 declares, that's Numbers 6, verse 24 through 26, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williams reminding you to have a great night in Jesus' name. Remember to study your word so that you can be strong in the Lord. This has been our broadcast on Monday night. Excuse me, Wednesday night. Lord, remember, it's Wednesday night, May 6, 2015, day 126. Well, God bless you, everyone. We'll see you Friday night right back here on Blog Talk. Good night, everyone.